Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So welcome to the first one of my tools podcasts. And what I want to do in these is kind of get you acclimated to something that I use and love. And I'm kind of recommending it, but I'm not saying it's the only option out there. There's tons of options. Pick and choose what you want, but I'm going to tell you what I love about these particular tools. And today I want to talk about time management. Now, one of the things I know for a fact is you cannot manage time. Time manages you. There's no way to wrangle it in. You can't buy more. You can't put it in a bottle. But what you can do is you can manage tasks. One way to manage tasks is to get them into your calendar. When your calendar is full, you can't do more tasks. When your calendar is empty, you obviously have time to do lots of tasks. So the one tool that I absolutely love, and I've tried a whole bunch of them. I tried Schedule Once, I tried Timely. I fell in love with Acuity Scheduling. The reason I fell in love with this was because it did everything I needed and wanted to do. And I do a lot. I do in my business, I do coaching, I do the podcast, I do interviews, I do all different kinds of stuff. But what this allows me to do is kind of organize not only all of those tasks in the system, but it'll also organize my calendar for me. So let's start talking about calendar integrations. That's the first piece of this puzzle. So obviously, you want to find something that integrates with the calendar that you use. Now, some people use Google Calendar, which is fine. Some people use Outlook. Some people use their Mac calendar, which is what I use. I use my Apple calendar. So that was very high on my list of needs, wants, and gotta-haves. And I have to have something that integrates with my Apple calendar because it integrates with my desktops, my phones, my iPads, all of that kind of stuff. Yes, you can do that with a lot of different tools. Just made sense for me. So that was the first thing I wanted to find, is something that would do that. Now, you may want to use Google or Outlook or something like that. And I can tell you, Acuity works with just about every calendar out there. So all three of those are good. And so you can have it integrate with those. So what does it mean, integrate? Well, the bottom line is that when somebody books time, it actually goes into the calendar and inserts that as a calendar item. And so it automatically has to look to say, am I booked already? So it's going to go look at your calendar and say, do I have the time available? That's another thing that you can do, is you can limit those booking times. So you can say that I'm only going to work Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. or whatever mix or mash of whatever times you want to add. You know, depends on the day for me as to when I have time available. And I make sure that nobody can book those times when I'm already booked for coaching or teaching or something along those lines. So you can go in and say, I'm going to allow this block of time to be booked for what I need to do for my clients. The second thing you have to think about too is there specific things that you're trying to accomplish when you do this? And we'll talk about other integrations. So for example, do you need to send them reminders? Do you need to set up an online meeting? Do you need to actually collect money? All of those things do integrate with Acuity, and I'll dig into those a little bit more. So not only can you say, I want to book these certain times, but it also has a feature in it I just found out about that will allow you to look like you're busier than you already are in case you're just starting out and you want to look like you have more appointments booked than you do. The other thing it'll allow you to do too is say, I don't want anybody to book anything today. I'm going to make them wait 24 hours before they can book the next appointment. Or you can make it 12 hours or 5 hours or whatever it is. So you can actually stop people from doing appointments the same day, which is useful for most people, maybe not useful for everybody. So you have that option. You can turn it on, you can turn it off, you can set it within an hour, so that you have enough time to get on the phone and converse or make sure that you're not just scrambling to get things done. All right, the second piece of this puzzle is integration, and it's program integration. So for an example for me is, when somebody is booking the Bacon podcast, for example, I need it to go and set up a GoToMeeting for them because that's how I record it. So what this does is it not only goes into my calendar, but goes to GoToMeeting and sets up that GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting then emails them and emails me reminders saying this meeting is happening today, it's happening in an hour, and it actually creates the meeting in GoToMeeting. Sometimes when I'm doing coaching sessions with clients, I'm still doing GoToMeeting one-on-one, but I'm going to ask them to pay. Now, some clients, I have them already prepay. They bought a package. Where others, they're buying one-off services. So what it does is it'll go to PayPal, collect their money, then it will go to GoToMeeting, and it will book the meeting, and then it will put it in the calendar and email both of us. So yeah, you can integrate GoToMeeting, PayPal. You can also have it add an email to your email program, you know, such as AWeber, Constant Contact, Drip, MailChimp, whatever it is that you use. So the ones that I'm giving you, you're not limited. For example, if you want to use PayPal, maybe you use Stripe, you can do that. If you use GoToMeeting, you can use Zoom. All of those things are integratable. All you have to do is go to their website. It'll tell you everything that's there. It also integrates with Google Analytics, so you can see how your form is being used. And if you need more advanced capabilities, it has an API manager and works with things like Zapier. So if it's not 100% integrated, chances are there might be a Zap to integrate Acuity with whatever programs you're using. It also integrates with websites, so you can easily set up an online booking form inside your WordPress. You can also do that inside of Facebook. And there's a whole bunch of others like Drupal and whatever. So you can easily have a form embedded on your website to book those meetings. Now, I have three different things that I do. Initial consultations, those are on my websites. The bookings for the Bacon podcast, those are only places where I actually email people. I don't put them anywhere because I don't want random people booking conversations on the Bacon podcast. I want to know them before I book them. And then I have my coaching programs, the ones that are prepaid and the ones that are not paid, in a full hour segment or a half hour segment. Now, some of the other features that this offers is you can create intake forms. So when somebody books the Bacon podcast, I ask them for their bio, and they can upload their picture. And then I get them to check a button saying, I'm giving you permission to use this in whatever form you want. So if I want to turn the podcast into an ebook and convert it over to maybe a PDF to give away or something like that, I get their permission up front. Once they check that, the appointment is good, and we're good to go. The other thing that you can do with Acuity is you can offer packages and subscriptions. So let's say, for example, you have a 4-pack. You can get 4 or 6 or whatever packages of what you do. You can also get people to subscribe on a regular basis, so when their subscription is up every single month, they can choose to renew, and Acuity will do it automatically for you. So as you can see, there's a ton of things that you can do at Acuity. If you want to check it out, you can learn more by going to my website, brianloves.com/Acuity. Give it a look. So I hope you find these little trainings useful. This is something I use in my Bacon Weekly Mastermind. I do training, there's part accountability, there's part mastermind. It's only $1 for the first 4 sessions. Go to baconcoach.com/BWM and check it out.
Yeah. Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.